Twitter thread by Pekka Kalioniemi, posted at October 5, 2023. In today's Vatnik Soup, I'll continue introducing the international pro-Kremlin network called DD Geopolitics, at DD underscore geopolitics. They're best known for spreading Russian propaganda and disinformation, and for collecting money to outlets like Rebar and Killnet. In this second part of the series, we'll introduce the original poster of the doctored Pentagon leaks, French far-right activist, and of course some genocidal Russian fifth columnists who criticize the West while living and are studying there. As of today, DDG has almost 125,000 followers on X/Twitter, and even with artificial inflation it's one of the largest English-speaking, pro-Kremlin social media networks online. In case you missed the first part of this series, you can find it here. DDG is part of the larger Vatnik sphere who often collaborate on various projects, and they've been connected to other prominent pro-Kremlin propagandists like at Jackson Hink and at Jerominat. This investigation was done by the Unintelligence Agency. DDG's chat is highly anti-Ukrainian and anti-Western, and most, if not all, of the admins have been actively participating in these conversations, probably from the comfort of their homes in the West, yet they fail to see the irony of that. All people introduced here have / had administrator privileges on the DDG Telegram channel. Many of them are originally from Russia, others hail from the UK, France and Slovenia. Without further ado, let's see who they are. Luke H. aka Lucas Tiger / Know You, Luke is a UK citizen who first shared the doctored Pentagon leaks to DDG's Telegram. Few months after the Wall Street Journal story, Luke was caught speeding without a license, after which he claimed that Jesus was behind the wheel and that Jeremy Clarkson would be proud of his driving. Regarding the Photoshop leaks, many key statistics of the conflict were modified in them, making it seem that Ukraine had lost much more troops and vehicles than Russia. These fake leaks were spread and promoted extensively throughout the Vatnik sphere, for example by Douglas McGregor, and were used to prove that Russia is winning the war in Ukraine. As of today, the leaks are still available in the DDG chat. Maria K. aka Musyanya, at Venevitovishi underscore 80, born to Russian parents in Latvia, Maria currently lives in the US. Even by DDG's standards, Maria is a real nasty piece of work. She's called for the destruction of Ukraine and killing of Ukrainians on many occasions, and even cheered on deaths of Ukrainian children. Incidentally, she reports the accounts that disagree with her genocidal views for hateful conduct. And all this from the safety and comfort of her home in Nevada, US. Katerina aka Kata, a Russian import manager living in Chile. According to its Squatsons, Kata may be flexing some US sanction laws through a PO box in the US. Even though she has permanent residency in Chile, she hasn't forgotten her Russian roots. She has no trouble demeaning Ukrainians, calling for Ukraine to be burned to the ground and wearing a Wagner shirt. As of August 2023, Kata is also an admin on its Squatsons TG. Alex O. aka Alex, Alex is one of the many Russian students enjoying the hospitality of Europe while blaming these countries for absolutely everything. He studied to become a surgeon in the UK, a NATO country. What stopped you from studying in Russia, Alex? Lydia O. aka Lydia, Lydia is a makeup and clothes saleswoman from Novosibirsk by day, and Kremlin propagandist by night. She's denied Russia's children abductions in Ukraine and the massacre in Bucha. She featured on DDG's first podcast, right after Bills was ousted as a fake. Paul Lemur, at PLM203, Lemur is another administrator who goes by his real name and doesn't hide his face. He's in direct contact with a French propagandist Christelle Nayon who has lived in Donbas since 2016. Nayon is also the founder of the French propaganda outlet called Donbas Insider. Paul claims to be a member of the extreme far-right Reconquête party, which is ironic since he's always complaining about the Ukrainian neo-Nazis. Maybe they're the wrong kind of Nazis. Kirilla aka Fabushka, at Fabushka underscore, mysterious Russian businessman who gave, sold, Bills the at DD underscore geopolitics account. Also, Kirill very much cheered over the doxing of the wrong Pekka Kalioniemi and other NFO figures. Borut M aka Area 52, at Area 5Z, Slovenian, failed? Artist who accepted Hargreaves' classified documents, while the provider clearly labels them as leaked. Mr. Borat was also involved in the original Donbass Devushka Group's merch sales and design. All soups. Support my work.